Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Hi, Mark. This is Wendy, and I'm calling from Green Dot Bank Dispute Department. Please be advised that the call may be recorded for qualifications purposes. So I'm calling today in regards to our mutual customer who's disputing transaction, and I'll be needing your assistance to check those transactions if it's valid or not. What information do you need to check it on your system?
Okay, first I'll just need the customer's zip code and then the name.
All right. The zip code we have here on file is 29709, and then the customer's name, first name is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, last name is Aldridge, that is A-L-D-R-I-D-G-E.
And for security purposes, could you verify the billing address and I can take a look at the order?
All right, billing address we have here, 1044 Windmill Road, Chesterfield, SC29709.
Okay, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I take a look at the order?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Sorry for that hold. Ma'am, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so from the looks of it, this customer was enrolled in our monthly subscription for our meal planner at ByteTub. And it was an auto-enrollment through a promotion that went on for a contest entry for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. According to the terms and conditions for that contest entry, it stated, in order to be eligible for a chance to win, you would be enrolled in the subscription, which you can cancel at any time, but keeping the subscription would better your odds of winning for the month.
Okay. Sorry, Mark, your line is cutting in and out, and I can barely hear you. If I get it correctly, you've mentioned that the customer is enrolled in a monthly subscription for a contest, and as per the agreement, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the customer was enrolled in our monthly subscription for ByteTub. ByteTub is a meal planner app that will give you a set meal plan for the keto diet, cutting sugars and carbs out of your daily intake. But the customer was enrolled through one of our sources of advertisement, which happens to be the contest entry for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And according to that entry, the terms and conditions it did state, in order to be eligible for a chance to win, you would be enrolled in the subscription. As keeping the subscription for the month will better your odds of winning.
I'm sorry, I barely understand you since your line is cutting in and out. So the customer is enrolled in Vital app specific for that gives meal plan for keto diet, and also it includes the daily intake of the customer on that specific app. And you've mentioned that there was a contest for a chance to win for a vacuum cleaner, and as per the agreement, the cardholder needs to subscribe for a monthly subscription for this specific contest. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
For the information, can we also verify if the first and last name, the physical address that I provided earlier, is matching on your system?
Okay, so the email address we have here is Anthony Loudridge at gmail.com. Is that correct?
It's different, but I will look that up here on our system if we have the matching email on other account. But the physical address I provided earlier, the 1044, is it matching on your system?
I'm sorry. That's, yes, ma'am. We have 1094 Windmill Road.
I'm sorry, you've mentioned 1094 Windmill Road, Chesterfield?
Yes, zip code 29709.
All right, also, do you have the phone number 908-210-9467?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, got it. Thank you so much. And if I may ask, Mark, do you have any call from the customers saying to cancel the subscription?
No, ma'am. We don't have any call. And even if it's just referring to the customer giving us a call, we would be required to leave a notation. Regardless of the reason of calling. So we have no record of the customer calling.
Mm-hmm. All right, I understand. Thank you so much for all of those information, Mark. You've been a great help. That's all I need for now. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.